Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, Paul, the Early Years. And today we find Paul blind, hungry, and thirsty as he waits for the word from God. He's been blinded on the road to Damascus and left alone in an inn on Straight Street. As he waits for God, God has given him a vision. Ananias was resting in his home when God spoke to him in a vision. Ananias was a follower of Jesus living in the city of Damascus. Now word travels fast, and the followers in Damascus heard of Paul's campaign to wipe out the followers of Christ. So they were in fear of what Paul could do to them. Anyway, God spoke to Ananias. Ananias, get up and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Paul. For he is praying, and I have sent him a vision of a man named Ananias, that's you, coming and laying his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight. Oh, Lord, I have heard about this man, how much harm he has done to the saints in Jerusalem, and I understand he's been given authority from the high priest in Jerusalem to put the eyes out of anyone who calls on the name of Jesus. Ananias, I know all this, but go. For he is my chosen instrument to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. Ananias departed and did as the voice instructed. The blindness fell like scales from Paul's eyes. Afterwards, Ananias baptized Paul, and he was introduced to the followers in Damascus. It was only a few days later he too could be found in the temple, declaring the works of Jesus the Messiah. Stories found in the Bible are quite strange, filled with twists and turns. What is most interesting about these stories is there are real stories about real people. Paul was brought to his knees before God, and yet he brought the gospel message to the Roman Emperor Caesar. But it was a long road to get there. These are still the early years of Paul's ministry. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.